that you're not at home, so unchain.
We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, OWOP Parks and Resort, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Regions Field in Birmingham, Alabama. We're getting set for the 11th game of 138 in the Shuckers season and the second game of a six-game set against the Birmingham Barons. Javik Blake alongside you. Appreciate you joining us wherever you're joining us from on your Wednesday night. We can tell you with certainty it's a gorgeous night in Birmingham. 69 degrees and sunny. Not a cloud in sight. The wind, when it is blowing, it's not blowing at the moment. It's gently out to right center. We certainly saw the effects of that during BP today for the Shuckers. A number of balls got way out of here, including Xavier Warren and sending one about 475 feet onto the berm in right center. My name is Javik Blake. The Shuckers looking to build off two consecutive wins and a big-time win yesterday. Everything was clicking for them. It doesn't matter if it was the pitching. We struck out 18. The rotation, Alexander Corneal, 11th player in AA since 2005 to record 11 of the first 12 outs and start via strikeout. Or on the offensive side, Shuckers, 5 doubles, 6 extra base hits. Cooper Pratt, a 3-for-3 night. The Shuckers also swiped 5 stolen bases, including 3 from Pratt. Shuckers enter today at 3-7. The Barons at 5-4. While the righty Grant Taylor, who's not quite rehabbing from Tommy John, but he certainly is not at 100% in terms of his pitch count, he's expected to go a maximum of 3 innings today. Tyler Schweitzer, the lefty, set to follow him, while Tate Keener, 0-2 with a 5-9, is set to go for the Shuckers. Shuckers, Barons coming your way at the top of the hour. We'll take a break, come back with today's pregame interview, which includes a really, really cool visit with Jace Peterson, who was a member of the Milwaukee Brewers in the big league side for a couple of years after retiring at the end of last season after spending some time with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He now enters a new phase of his career and a new chapter of his life as a member of the player development staff with the Milwaukee Brewers. And he speaks a lot about that, a lot about what's going on the back end of his journey in the player development side and what he's doing, and especially in a big-time way, his firsthand experience with the Shuckers and what he saw from the club last night in his first watch of the 2025 season. All comes your way next. First pitch comes your way. 7 o'clock, Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. We apologize, folks. Currently some technical difficulties on the Wi-Fi side firing the commercial break. We hope to get everything up and running shortly, but while we're waiting a moment to get that all sorted, we'll send you out to today's pregame interview with the one and only Jace Peterson, former Milwaukee Brewer, current member of the Milwaukee Brewers player development staff. A really, really terrific conversation. Enjoy it, folks. We'll come back with starting lineups and more on the Shuckers Radio Network.
happy Wednesday. Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers getting set game two of a six-game set against the Birmingham Barons, and it's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by one of the newest members of the Brewers player development staff, an 11-year big leaguer. It's Jace Peterson. Jace, appreciate the time. Welcome to the Brewers.
Appreciate you having me, man.
How fun is it to be around this organization on the coaching side, first year post-playing career, and to be around the guys on a daily basis and still get to have that baseball life?
Man, it's been fantastic. You know, for me, Milwaukee was a place. Obviously, I played here 20, 21, 22. And I always kind of go back to top to bottom. This organization is stacked with good people. And for me, coming to a place to where I know that I'm going to be able to go work around good people every day makes it not only fun but extremely easy to be around. And for me, being able to come here and be around the players and be able to bounce from meeting stuff to on-the-field stuff, from just talking to guys on the everyday experiences of what I experienced, and then the day-to-day basis, what kind of comes at you every day. So it's been really fun, and look forward to continue to get to know these guys.
How much did it make it an easy yes when you and the Brewers were talking about joining the organization in this role after your couple of years with the Brewers and the good memories you have to say, yeah, I'd love to be part of this organization?
It was pretty easy for me. Obviously, my time here, I played under Counts and obviously Murph still being a part of that, and there's a lot of the guys on the staff and in the management that are still here today. So I had long history with Murph. Obviously, when I first got drafted in professional baseball back in 2011, Murph was my first manager in pro ball, then signed with Milwaukee in 20. He was a big reason in that. And for me, Murph's a guy who understands players. He understands winning baseball. He knows how to get the best out of guys, and for me to come and be a tool for this organization and really just try to, you know, keep it simple in a sense, and also make sure guys are being accountable for every day and being good teammates and learning how to play the game and playing the game the right way. You know, the Brewers play a certain type of baseball, and it's old school baseball, right? We get guys on and you get them over and you get them in, and there's different ways to do that, and it's been really fun. They have the Brewers do a really fantastic job of getting the right guys together on teams, and it's been fun to watch, and it's been fun to watch these guys here in Birmingham.
How about last night? First time you get to see the Shuckers live in person. And like you said, it's a team that hits the ball, gets guys on, and runs a lot. You come away yesterday, they steal five bases, have five doubles on top of it. What was it like getting to see that, and what was your first impression of seeing it?
You know, it's fun when you have an athletic team. And you look over here, and there's a lot of young guys here. But they do a really good job of getting on base, applying pressure, moving on the bases. The little things in the game, getting guys over, hitting with two outs, driving people in. Those things are things that wins baseball games. And then you flip it to the defensive side. I think we had a couple errors in last night's game. And for me, it's all about how you respond to those things. And then you see Ethan go 3 for 3 the next with a couple doubles. So, like, to me, that's learning, that's growing, that's staying in the moment. That's winning baseball. That's a winning baseball player. And that's how you want to see guys bounce back. And it's easy to, when you make those situations, that to hang your head and, you know, it affects your at-bats, but he didn't do that, and that's the sign of winning baseball players. So those kind of guys are the guys the Brewers go get, and, you know, I think today, that was yesterday, now we're looking for a new day, continue to apply that same pressure today.
Speaking of being in the Brewers organization, you're a guy who was born and raised in Louisiana, lives in Louisiana. How nice to have the AA affiliate only two and a half hours away in Biloxi?
It makes it awesome, man, to be able to drive up there to Biloxi once that time comes. It'll be awesome. I'll make it a family trip. We'll go out there and watch. I actually haven't got to ever go to that stadium. So I was in the Texas League for a little bit back in 2014, so never got to come to the Southern League and experience a lot of these fields. So seeing a lot of these fields for the first time, and it's a special place for sure.
What's the opportunity been like to be around the minor league staff and the major league staff? You talk about Pat Murphy, your first manager in pro ball. What's that experience been like to get to reconnect with those guys across all levels now post-playing career?
Man, it's been fantastic. You know, everybody's pulling on the same rope here. So the ultimate goal is to make it to the big leagues, and hopefully that's with the Brewers, right? And the ultimate goal in the big leagues once you get there is winning baseball games. It doesn't necessarily matter what it looks like, but that's what you have to do, win baseball games. So for me, being able to come down, watch these minor league games, and be able to talk to these guys on a day-to-day basis, what worked for me, what didn't work for me, what I was thinking in these situations, just trying to slow the game down for them. That way, once some of these guys start advancing to the upper levels and get to AAA or the big leagues, because the Brewers use a lot of guys, and there's also 29 other teams watching, right? So, like, treat these games like it's your big leagues, because that's you don't realize it But when you're in Double A, you're really close to the big leagues. I got called up to the big leagues from Double A, and you're right there. So these guys continuing to work on their craft, continue to be good teammates, continue to play the game the right way. There's 29 other teams always watching. So that's kind of always a message, too. Like, this is your big leagues. Treat it like your big leagues. Take it day by day. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. But try to be the same person every day. Continue to work on your craft, and good things come of it.
How much are you able as well to lean on that recent experience? Like you said, you got called up to the big leagues right from Double A, and you were playing recently where the game has really gone to the more analytical side of things. You work a little bit on the mental side as well, which is a big part of baseball nowadays. How much are you able to lean on that and make it an asset for these guys here at the Double A level? Hey, this is what it's like when you get up to the higher levels.
That is, to me, one of the most crucial things that I'm trying to implement. There's a certain energy that you have to have every day in the dugout. When you are fighting day to day to not only get wins, but you're also trying to do good, right? You want to succeed and move up. So how you do that is by, number one, being a good teammate, playing the game the right way, and doing all the little things. So there's a certain energy and confidence that you have to have in the dugout, and especially in the big leagues. So for me, the sooner that those guys can kind of take that professionalism, work on their routine, be good teammates, work on all the right areas that they can develop in and get better at. You start doing that now and taking it serious, and before you know it, you're in the big leagues. It happens quick. These guys are closer than they think. And for me, just kind of sharing any type of experiences or situations that come up in a game and just talking through the day-to-day. These guys we're human beings, and this game is extremely hard. So I think sometimes people forget that and think that professional baseball players, professional athletes in general, are superheroes when they still have to go home and do laundry and cook dinner and do all the stuff that everyone in the world has to do. So there's a lot of stuff that goes in with it, but at the end of the day, we play a game. So trying to keep it simple, people in the moment, and keep people uplifted for sure.
Well, Chase, appreciate the time. It's been great having you here. Welcome again to the organization.
Appreciate you having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Barons coming up next.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got a neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set game two of a six-game set. Biloxi Shuckers, Double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Birmingham Barons, the oldest team in the Southern League. Their roots date back to 1885. But over the past about 35 years, they've been the Double-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. The Barons are at 5-4. Javik Blake alongside you. What a terrific conversation with Jace Peterson to kick things off here on a Wednesday night. Such a guy with a lot of wealth of knowledge and a lot of playing success, especially in the Brewers organization, getting an opportunity to join the organization in his role that encompasses a lot of different places, whether it's part of player development, whether it's part of the mental side, analytics, really a bit of everything for him, and it's really, really awesome and exciting for the Brewers to welcome back a player like Jace, and it's a great opportunity for the Shuckers players to lean on somebody like Jace Peterson, especially the Shuckers on the hitting side, the youngest team in Double-A. The average age of a hitter weighted by games played in bats, 22.7 years old, which is the youngest out of anybody at the Double-A level, only team with an average age under 23. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the lefty Tate Keener, 0-2 with a 5.19 ERA. Back-to-back starts without a strikeout to start the season. That's the first time that's ever happened in his career. In fact, before the season started, he had never gone a start without striking out a batter. He goes up against the righty Grant Taylor, 0-0, with an ERA of 0. He did not allow an earned run in three innings in his season debut last week. However, do not expect Taylor to go long in this thing. Taylor has only thrown 22 and a third innings in his life in professional baseball, was out all of 2023 and most of 2024 with Tommy John surgery, and today is just his second start above A-ball as he walks out of the dugout and gets set to take the rubber. He is looking to be a max of three innings pitched. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for first pitch, Shuckers and the Barons. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Grant Taylor gets the start. We'll get to the Shuckers lineup built by Renova Roofing next on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
It's gone! It's a walk-off homer, and it's a 5-3 Shuckers winner. Oh, what a turn! It's a double play. Makes the catch by his ankles, and it's 7 shutout innings for Casey Hunt.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Kale on one swing of the bat, ties us in one. He touches home with a 7 RBI night.
Where you can hear the stars of tomorrow.
We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio just hit one with the bases loaded.
Today,
Jackson Churio, first double A home run.
As the Shuckers chase their first Southern League title.
And for the first time since 2019, the Shuckers are into the Southern League playoffs.
Let's get you out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
We welcome you to Regents Field in Birmingham, Alabama, as the Biloxi Shuckers, after a big-time 6-1 win last night, look to keep the good times rolling against the AA affiliate of the Chicago White Sox and the Birmingham Barons. Javik Blake alongside you on just a picture-perfect night for baseball. 69 degrees, bright and sunny, not a cloud in sight as the Shuckers set to face the righty Grant Taylor who has thrown just 22 and a third professional innings. A lot of that hampered by Tommy John. Missed all of 2023, his draft year, and then missed 75% of last season as he makes his second start of the year. Expected to go just three innings. Tyler Schweitzer, who went five innings and a piggyback with him in Taylor's last start, is the one that is looking to come in after Taylor. As Taylor faces a Checkers lineup that yesterday, they were rolling. Six extra base hits, five stolen bases. Garrett Spain's in the leadoff spot. It's an order built by Renova Roofing, signed by Checkers manager Joe Arel. Luis Lara bats second. Cooper Pratt bats third. Brock Wilkin is in the four spot. Darian Miller bats fifth. Luke Adams is behind him. And the bottom three in the order, Eric Brown Jr., Ramon Rodriguez, and Vladimir Restituya. Third base plays in against the lefty Spain. Taylor is set to go. And we are set to go. First pitch misses off the outside corner for ball one. And first pitch at exactly 7 o'clock. It is 67 degrees. You probably could have heard that right in your ear. The 1-0 misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. 67 degrees and clear. There is no wind to speak of. That was not the case during batting practice. Spain's in the very back of the left-handed box. Pitch misses up and away, and it's 3-0. During batting practice today, the wind was blown out a little bit. That certainly didn't stop the Shockers for hitting a couple of moonshots. Multiple balls over 450 in BP. The 3-0 misses low, and Spain works a four-pitch walk to begin the ballgame. And brings up the switch hitter, Luis Lara. Lara enters today with a two-game hit streak, 146 hitter this year with a 222 OBP. We're in the top of the first inning, just underway. Shockers and Barons, game two of a six-game set. Shockers rocking their alternate blue jerseys today with the Biloxi B logo on the chest. The pitch is a called strike one. For Lara, it says Lara arched on the back in white white lettering, while the number 10 is on the back in white with a black drop shadow under it. The 0-1. Lara takes a strike on the outer half, and it's 0-2. Checkers wearing gray pants and royal blue socks. Lara's got the pants up, showing off the socks with the gray Nike cleats. Meanwhile, the Barons, their red alternate jerseys, it's his Barons on the front in a script font, black with a white outline. Numbers on the back are black, also outlined in white. They have the white pants. The 0-2. Lara swings and misses. Her ball at 85. And now one away for the righty Cooper Pratt. One out, one on. Shockers and Barons are scoreless in the top of the first inning. Pratt set to dig in after a career day yesterday. Went 3-for-4 with a walk, two doubles, a single, drove in a run, and swiped three bases. All in a day's work for the young Pratt. The pitch, Pratt takes low, and it's 1-0. Pratt enters today, leads the team with a 286 average, tied for the team lead with two homers, second on the team with seven ribbies, and he leads the team with four stolen bases. And did we mention also, he doesn't turn 21 till August. The 1-0. This is inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Taylor, a right-handed arm, comes set. 22 years old. The pitch is a called strike at the knees, and it's 2-1. Taylor, 6'3", 230 pounds, a native of Florence, Alabama. Misses inside, and it's 3-1. Florence, Alabama, about as far north as you can go before you hit the state of Tennessee. It's maybe about 15, 20 minutes south of the Alabama-Tennessee state line, west of Huntsville. The 3-1. Misses low. It's ball four. And two of the first three have drawn walks against Taylor. Brings up the righty Brock Wilkin. Checkers drew five walks yesterday. And they've done a terrific job at drawing walks this year, 39 of them in total. Tied for fourth out of the eight teams in the Southern League. The Shuckers started off not walking a lot. It's really ticked up in a big-time way since the start of last week's series at home against Columbus. Ready, Brack Wilken digs in. One out, two on. We're scoreless in the top of the first inning. Taylor delivers. Wilken takes low and away, and it's ball one. And all of a sudden, 13 pitches for Taylor, and only four of them have been strikes to begin the night. A guy who's capped at three innings and last time out through 44 pitches. Shuckers are really starting to eat into that. Did the same thing yesterday to Wickelman Gonzalez. The one out. He's a curveball, and he gets over for a strike. Taylor's a four-pitch guy. Fastball, cutter, curveball, and a slider. The 1-1. Misses low, and it's 2-1. That was a fastball at 97. Wilken leads the Shuckers with a 419 OBP, 819 OPS, and he's tied for the team lead with two homers. Already two walks in the inning for Taylor, and the Shuckers with a second straight day threatening in the top of the first. The 2-1. Called a strike on the inside half, slider at 87, and the count evens 2-2. That's Paul Romer calling the balls and strikes behind the plate. Daniel Bythways at first, and Shane Sullivan, who right now is behind the pitcher's mound, is the third base umpire. The count's at 2-2. Taylor delivers. Wilken swings and misses. Elevated fastball at 98. And now two away. Two out, two on. And the lefty, Darian Miller, now set to bat. Puts a cross right next to the left-handed batter's box with the barrel of his bat and steps in at the very back part of the left-handed box. Spain's at second, Pratt's at first. Taylor delivers. Miller ropes it down the left field line. Varus is after it, and it takes a hop and traces him back all the way to the warning track. Spain rounds third and comes in. Pratt's to third. Miller's to second. It's an RBI double, and for the second straight game, the Shuckers strike first. It's an RBI double from Miller, and a 1-0 Shuckers lead. Off the bat at 94. And they've raced Varus all the way back to the warning track. First extra base hit of the year for Miller, his first RBI. And now second and third, one away. And the righty Luke Adams digs in. Very back of the left-handed box. Pitch from Taylor. Fastball, called strike top of the zone. And it's 0-1. Already the 19th pitch of the inning for Taylor. Shuckers hoping to get to Schweitzer early in this thing. Schweitzer's already been penciled in to follow Taylor. The 0-1 misses away, and it's 1-1. Adams is hitting 147 on the year, five driven in, including three RBIs yesterday. Had the bases loaded in the first inning, came up, roped a three-run double down the left field line, and that really set the stage for a 6-1 Shuckers win. The 1-1. Adams hits it foul, ropes it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count, now one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two away. Taylor sets. Now the pitch. Adams takes up and in and almost got him. And the count's at 2-2. Pratt's at third. Miller's at second. The 2-2. Adams chops it. Third base side. Camiletti charges. Snags it to his left. Takes a hop. Fires to first. And that ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers strike first. One run. One hit. No errors. Two runners left on base. Darian Miller helps the Shuckers cash in off Taylor. We're through a half inning of play. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Tate Gaynor coming out to pitch when we come back. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the king of carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Bottom one, and the lights are on at Regions Field. Sun starts to set on a gorgeous Wednesday night, 67 degrees and sunny. Your first pitch weather as Tate Keener makes his third start of the season, still hunting for his first strikeout. Two starts, 8 1/3 innings, 6 walks, no strikeouts, and a 5.19 ERA. 6 foot, 195-pound lefty, a native of Marshalltown, Iowa, and he faces the Barons order that enters today. Third in the league in runs, first in the league in batting average. Rico Nishina leads things off. Mario Camaletti bats second. Wilford Barris in the three spot, and DJ Gladney bats in the cleanup spot. First pitch from Keener misses up into Nishina, and the count goes to 1-0. Nishina. His natural hair color is jet black, but about three-quarters of the way down is dyed platinum blonde. The pitch is a slider and a called strike on the outer half. He's a left-handed bat, 11th-round draft pick by the White Sox a couple years back. First taste of Double-A this year, and so far so good. 350 average, 885 OPS. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, and it misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Nishida's got a 435 OBP. He's been an everyday player for the Barons to start this year. 2-1. Nishida takes up and away, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Nobody out. Bottom of the first. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Keener delivers. Misses up and away for ball four, and it's a leadoff walk to Nishida. Breaches base for the fifth straight game, and brings up the lefty, Mario Camaletti. Mario Camaletti takes in, left-handed bat against the lefty Keener. Nishida's off first. Now the pitch misses up and away for ball one. Five of the first six have missed out of the zone for Keener. And he falls behind in the count 1-0 to the lefty Camaletti. Camaletti starts at third today for the Barons, 273 hitter with a 400 OBP. Still early on, the stats, we don't want to say they don't matter, but you can have a good night, and all of a sudden, a 100 average could become 250, 260. The 1-0 is a called strike top of the zone, and the count evens 1-1. For example, Cooper Pratt, who's playing shortstop today for the Shuckers, enters with a 286 average. About a day and a half ago, it was right near 200 even. Check over to first, and Nishida is back in time. We've told you about Pratt at second, time to meet the rest of the defensive alignment for the Shuckers. Eric Brown Jr. is at second. Luke Adams is at first. Brock Wilkin commands third. And Darian Miller behind the plate doing the catching. Outfield from right to left. Garrett Spain, Luis Lara, and Vladimir Restituya. The pitch, runner off the second, and it's fouled back to the screen. That goes to a ball and two strikes. And a foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 1-0 Shuckers in the first. Lefty Keener delivers. Dribbled foul. Third base side. The count stays at a ball and two strikes. Camaletti, a native of Troy, Michigan, 25 years old. One of six different players on the hitting sides for the Barons, over 25 years old. They're one of the older squads in the Southern League. The 1-2. Lifted foul, third base side and out of play, and we'll do it again. Camaletti, one of three infielders over the age of 25. Him, Jason Matthews, and Nick Podkolu is starting at first tonight for the Barons. Keener's 1-2. Tipped off Miller's mitt back to the screen, and he stays alive. Well, what a battle right now from Camaletti. Onto a seventh pitch in this plate appearance. Nishida's at first. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Keener right now battling. Try and get that first strike out of the season. The 1-2. Chopped right side of the infield. Adams moves to his right, grabs it, fires on the run to second. Pratt to first. Keener covers, but it's not in time. Nishida's retired. Camaletti reaches on a fielder's choice and brings up the righty Wolford Veras. But first, 10 seconds, station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Lefty Tate Keener against the righty Wolford Veras. Bottom one, 1-0 Shuckers on a Wednesday night. Keener delivers. Veras takes a strike at the top of the zone. And counts no balls and a strike. Keener's a four-pitch guy. Sinker, changeup, sweeper, and a slider. Everything out of his hand moves one way or another. The 0-1 misses up. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Javon Pike alongside you from Regions Field in Birmingham, Alabama. Always one of the best road trip stops throughout the Southern League. And this time's no different. A gorgeous night for baseball and a terrific ballpark as well, right in downtown Birmingham. The 1-1 misses inside, and the count's at two balls and a strike. Right now, Tate Keener struggling out of the gate. Walked Nishida. Camaletti grounded into a fielder's choice. That last pitch is 15th of the inning, and just eight have been strikes. Two balls, one strike, one away. Veras is at the very back of the right-handed box. Now the pitch from Keener. Rope to second. Brown has it, fakes the throw back to first. Camaletti dives back in. Veras tattooed it. There's a sinker down low at 92. Off Ferris is bad at 95. Put a right to Brown. Two away, one on, and the righty DJ Gladney now steps in. Gladney's hitting .243 this year with a .286 OBP and a 45% strikeout rate. Struck out four times yesterday. Pitch from Keener. Fouled off, first base side and out of play. And the count to 0-1. Two outs, one on. Shuckers up 1-0. Last of the first. Here in a gorgeous game two of this six-game set between the Shuckers and the Barons. The pitch. Gladney tags it out to right. Spain is back on it. Towards the warning track. Reaches up. Comes up with the catch. And smacks into the wall. That ends the inning. Spain made it look easy out there in right. There was no tumble. He simply kind of braced himself against the wall, turned around, and jogged right on back to the dugout. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We move to the second. Shuckers 1, Barons nothing. Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGC.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely. Oh, Mississippi. Quality's high, but you can't get anywhere else.
the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
Checkers. First pitch of the second from Taylor. This is low and inside for ball one. If you're just joining us, the Shackers took a 1-0 lead on the first extra base hit of the season from Darian Miller. Roped a double down the left field line, drove in a run. The 1-0. Called strike on the inner half, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. But the Shackers starting to inflate Taylor's pitch count. He threw 23 pitches in the first, which normally isn't the end of the world. The 1-1. Misses low, and it's 2-1. But with Grant Taylor, he's coming back from Tommy John, and much like the Shuckers are going to see later in this week against Noah Schultz, who the White Sox are being very, very careful with in terms of limiting innings, the 2-1. Sliced foul, first base side and out of play. And the count evens 2-2. Taylor missed 95% of last year coming back from Tommy John surgery, that an injury sustained in 2023. So they're being very careful. A maximum of 3 innings for Taylor to pitch here to begin the season. Last time out, he used 44 pitches. So we'll see what the max is pitch count-wise, and the Shuckers get close to that mark here in the second. We'll see the bullpen get up. The pitch rolled, first base side foul. And the count evens 2-2. Taylor was drafted in the second round by the White Sox, 51st overall in 2023 out of LSU, and they picked him after only 31 career college innings. The 2-2 misses up and in, and the count goes full at 3-2. He threw all of 31 innings, 17 appearances, just 2 starts with LSU, and pitched to a 5.81 ERA in 2022. The 3-2. Misses up and in, and that's his third walk of the day. Brown reaches. That's now 10 consecutive games that he's reached base. And it brings up the righty, Ramon Rodriguez. It's always fascinating when you see a guy get selected after 31 college innings, but sometimes those are the guys that have the most success. The White Sox are seeing one of those right now at the big league level, and former Shucker Shane Smith, who threw under 10 collegiate innings. Pitch to the righty, Rodriguez, is rolled right side of the infield by Brown. He does a little bunny hop over the baseball, and it's into right for a base hit. Gladney fires it back towards the infield. Rodriguez has a hit. It's his fourth of the year in 13 at-bats. And all of a sudden, the Shackers threatening now in the second. Runners on first and second, nobody out. And the righty, Vladimir Restituyo, takes it. Restituyo, very back of the right-handed box. Corners play in. Restituyo is a guy who finds any way to get on, including a couple of surprise strike bunts early on this year. 1-0 Shuckers in the second. The pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back. Pitch misses up and in, throw back towards second. And Brown dives in way ahead of the throw. Rodriguez at first, Brown's at second. Restituyo got the off day yesterday, back in the lineup today. Taylor's 1-0. Bunt shown, bunted back towards the mound. Taylor snags it, turns, fires towards third. It's wide and into left. Brown scampers home. Rodriguez stops at third. Restituyo's at second. And what a perfect bunt by Restituyo. It brings home a run. And the Sheckers now lead it 2-0. Restituyo. Well, now you just heard it over the intercom. It's a sacrifice bunt that Restituyo reaches on. It's a sack E1, and that E1 is what advances everybody. So Restituyo at second. Sheckers now lead it 2-0, and there's runners at second and third with nobody out. Back to the top of the order, and the lefty Garrett Spain. Sheckers trying to break this thing wide open in the second. The pitch. Spain takes a strike at the knees at 97. And the count's at no balls and a strike. Taylor went to throw at the third and just airmailed it over Camilletti's head. Count's at no balls and a strike to the lefty Spain. Infield in. The pitch is a called strike at the knees. It's a cutter at 94. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. 2-0 Sheckers in the top of the second, still nobody out. Taylor fires. Spain fouls it back and out of play. The count stays at 0-2. Camilletti's at third. Gonzalez has short. Nishida at second. Podkle first. All in on the grass here at Regions Field. The 0-2. Spain swings and misses. Hackenberg blocks it up. It's in the dirt. He fires to first in time. Spain's retired. Every other runner stays put. And now one away. One out. Runners on second and third. And the switch hitter Luis Lara digs in. Bats from the left side against the righty Taylor. Struck out swinging back in the first. A chance here to get the Sheckers on the board again. The pitch misses inside, and it's 1-0. Taylor, in his first start, gave up just one hit. Today he's already given up two and walked three. Taylor sets. The righty delivers. Lara smacks it foul, hard, but out of play. Third base side into the seats. The count evens 1-1. Rodriguez is off third. Restituyo is off second. The 1-1. Lara rolls it foul. Off the sidewall on the third base side. And the count's at 1-2. The 1-2. Lara takes up, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Anything to the outfield, probably without a doubt, gets Rodriguez in from third. Now the 2-2. Lara swings and misses. Curveball low at 85. And now two away. Infield pushes back for the Barons. And it brings up Cooper Pratt. Pratt's had himself a nice couple of days. 6-for-13 over a three-game hit streak with three extra base hits. Walked back in the first. But now up. Rodriguez at third. Rodriguez and Restituyo at second. The pitch. Hammered foul. First base side and out of play. And it counts at 0-1. Pratt with a walk in the first. Marks his fourth straight game that he's reached base. Right-handed bat, a native of Oxford, Mississippi. The 0-1 misses low. Hackenberg walks it up, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, two away. 2-0 Shuckers in the second. Now the pitch. Pratt checks his swing, fouls it off. Almost got his hands, and the count's at 1-2. Bit of an awkward swing up and in at 95. Counts now at 1-2. Takes a moment, now digs back in. Now steps out one more time and uses his one timeout. Shakes that right hand a little bit. Now digs back in, puts the New Balance cleat at the very back of the right-handed box. Taylor rocking the night. The white Nike spikes in the hill comes set. Now the 1-2. Misses away with a slider. And it's 2-2. Taylor about to throw his 46th pitch of the day. And we're just in the second. The Shuckers have really gotten after Barron starting pitching. Wickelman Gonzalez yesterday, Taylor today. The 2-2. Rolled right side of the infield. Podkol to his right. Gives it up. Nishida, the second baseman, snags it. Fires to first. It's in time. And that ends the inning. But that for the Shuckers, strike again. One run, one hit, one error, and two runners left on base. Shuckers up 2-0 through an inning and a half. And Tate Keener is back to work when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGC.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast, unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom two, and the Shuckers lead it 2-0. One in the first, one in the second. Now it's Kikina's turn to try and keep this thing in a 2-0 Shuckers lead. Regents Field, second game of a six-game set, and the lefty Tate Keener delivers. Lefty Jacob Gonzalez skies it a mile high out to short center. Brown, Pratt, and Laura all in. Laura calls everybody off and makes the catch. Almost lost it in the lights and almost fell over trying to make the catch. But the all-important thing is that he caught the baseball.
The catcher, number 17, Adam Hackenberg.
Adam Hackenberg now set to dig in. He's a right-handed bat against the lefty Keener. The Shuckers lead it 2-0. A run in the first and then a run in the second off an error. Lefty Keener fires. Hackenberg takes a strike at the knees and it's 0-1. Hackenberg, 5-for-18 on the young season. Two runs driven in, and he's also walked four times. The pitch. Keener backdoors a slider just away. The count evens 1-1. Hackenberg was behind the plate yesterday for the Barons. Now the pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-1. He went 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. But it's a funny thing in baseball. The Shuckers are seeing a Hackenberg for a second straight week. Adam's brother Drew, a pitcher with the Columbus Clingstones. Shuckers faced him last week. The 2-1. Called strike. Buries a fastball inside corner at 94. And the count evens 2-2. Tate Keener still hunting for that elusive first strikeout of 2025. He fires home, misses up, and the count goes full. He's gone 9 2/3 innings this year without striking out a batter. It's one of the weirdest stats you've ever seen. Keener's 3-2. Got him swinging, and there's the first strikeout of the year. Attacked him inside. Keener picks up that first strikeout. Brings up the righty, Nick Podko. Two out, nobody on. 2-0 Shuckers. The pitch fouled back in our direction and out of play. We talked about this last night in the series opener. Birmingham, one of the few places where the booth is above the netting. Gives a chance for some foul balls. Neil 1 misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't promise, and I don't know if any of our listeners could promise that they were in the same position, but I don't know if anyone's going to pull a Johnny Daskow, who, former longtime broadcaster of the Sacramento Rivercats, the 1-1. Roped left side, one bounce in a left for a base hit. Podko reaches. Restituyo picks it up and fires it in. Podko snaps an 0-for-5 skid at the plate and brings up the righty, Sean Dusenberg. But I don't know if anyone's pulling off what Johnny Daskow did last night. He is now a broadcaster with the Oakland Athletics. Well, I guess just the Athletics now. But Daskow last night, they're playing in Chicago, and a foul ball goes right to the booth. And Johnny Daskow has been broadcasting baseball for about 45 years, and he finally caught one in the booth. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. And the reaction from him was priceless. On air, he was proudly exclaiming he got the baseball. The booth was going nuts. His broadcast partner, Chris Carey, was all up in arms. You could hear the engineer and producer in the background going crazy. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. I can't promise you that that type of athleticism is in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth here in Birmingham. But you never know, and if any week it's going to happen, it's going to be this week. The 0-2 pitch to the righty, Gutzenberg. This is inside, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and two away. Keener delivers. Fouled back. That one almost got us. Straight back and out of play. And the count's at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Keener, the lefty, delivers. Rolled left side and through for a base hit in a left. Podko turns around second and stops. Gusenberg records the second consecutive two-out hit. Now runners on first and second with two away for the righty, Jacob Burke. That was in the same spot as Podko's single. Right between Cooper Pratt and Brock Wilkin. It split the difference between them. Off the bat at 1-0-1. Now brings up the righty, Jacob Burke, 9 spot in the order. The pitch misses up and away for ball one. Andrew Dahlquist warming up in the bullpen for the Barons. It's been a lengthy night so far for starter Grant Taylor. Almost 50 pitches through just 2 innings. The pitch fouled straight back again and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, including the broadcast booth, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167. Keener, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Change up away at 84. And the count goes to 1-2. Keener delivers. Misses up and counts at 2-2. Shuckers are up 2-0 in this one. We're in the second. Shuckers won the opener last night 6-1. The 2-2. Check swing. Got him. Home plate umpire rings him up. Miller slaps the tag on him. And that ends the inning. Well, Tate Keenan not only picks up his first strikeout of the season, he also picks up his second. Change up down low at 83. That ends the inning. In the frame, no runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left on. And we go to the third. Shuckers up 2-0 on the Barons. And the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785. Phew.
Morgan leads things off for the Shuckers against the righty Grant Taylor. The first pitch. There's a call strike one in the inner half. Taylor is into his third inning, and that arm has to be laboring. 49 pitches. 48 through the first two innings. Shuckers have made him work. The 0-1 to Wilkin. This is inside, and the count goes to 1-1. Wilkin's 0-1 tonight with a strikeout. Andrew Dahlquist is warming up in the bullpen. The assumption was that Tyler Schweitzer would follow Taylor. Dahlquist might be warming up. The 1-1 is a curveball inside. The count goes to 2-1. Dahlquist might very well be warming up because Taylor's pitch count will not allow him to get through this inning, which would mean you're going to need somebody to come in mid-inning. You don't want that for Schweitzer, a guy who's really starting, in quotation marks. The 2-1. Fouled back. Our direction. Out of play. Over our heads. In the broadcast booth. And the count's at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. 2-0 Shuckers in the top of the third. Taylor delivers. Wilkin dribbles a foul off the instep of his front foot with no leg guard on. He takes a moment. Count stays at 2-2. Taylor's had sort of a weird night. Four strikeouts, three walks. He's given up two runs, one of them earned off of two hits, but the unearned run came home on his own error. Vladimir Restituyo bunted it back to the mound. He picked it up. And Taylor threw it to third, except it was not to Mario Campbellotti. It was halfway down the left field line. The 2-2. Wilkin checks his swing. First base umpire says he goes around. And Wilkin strikes out for the second time tonight. Fastball up and in at 96. And now one out, nobody on. And lefty Terry Miller set to dig in. Miller, 1-for-1. RBI double down the left field line in the first. Taylor fires. Misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. It's great to catch up earlier today with one of the newest members of the Brewers organization, Jace Peterson, former Milwaukee Brewer. The 1-0. Changeup misses away. And it's 2-0. Jace, who had his playing career come to an end last year with the Arizona Diamondbacks, has switched into sort of a jack-of-all-trades role in the player development department with the Brewers. The 2-0 is a called strike on the outer half. Cutter at 93, and it's 2-1. Peterson's doing a little bit of everything, and it's a really interesting and unique role that's perfect for a former player. The 2-1 misses up and away, and it's 3-1. Peterson's basically acting as a veteran presence in minor league clubhouses and a little bit with the big league clubhouse as well, working in a number of different areas, whether it's with the analytics side, whether it's with the player development and coaching side, or even the mental skills side of things. The 3-1. Miller chops it first base side foul, and the count goes full. But one of the fun parts about talking to Peterson is manager Joe Arol made sure everyone was aware that Peterson's first ever manager, after he was drafted in the first round by the Padres in 2011, was a certain guy by the name of Pat Murphy with the Eugene Emeralds, who went 46-30, by the way. Peterson had a terrific first season, but his manager was Pat Murphy. The pitch misses low. It's ball four. Peterson and Murphy have been really good friends ever since. Peterson called him, outside of his father, one of the more father figures in his baseball life in terms of things. It was a big reason why Peterson went to Milwaukee and 2021-2022. He's out of the dugout as Guillermo Quiroz. The Barons make a call to the bullpen. Taylor lasts 59 pitches and departs with a runner on and one away. Andrew Dahlquist enters. Ground zero. Check that. It's a Bruce Arch Barbershop call to the bullpen. Back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Bruce Hurd's Barbershop called the bullpen for the Barons, and it's the ready Andrew Dahlquist. First pitch is up in our direction and right between our booth and the Barons' booth, and that's strike one. That was horrifying. I think my heart skipped a beat there. Gotta do some breathing exercises. The 0-1 pitch to Adams. Misses low and away, and the count evens 1-1. Woo! All right, well, I'm awake. If you weren't awake beforehand, that happens. You become very, very alert. Fourth appearance of the year for Dahlquist. He's given up just one hit all year, no runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Dahlquist, 24-year-old righty, 6'1", 200 pounds for Redondo Beach, California. Adams, right-handed bat, 0-1 tonight. The pitch. Popped up. Thankfully, it's not in our direction. First base side, Nishida and Podkal under it. Podkal, the first baseman, calls off Nishida, and he makes the catch. Two away with a runner on, and it brings up the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Brown drew a walk back in the second inning. Ah! The pitch is a curveball and a called strike one. Brown drew a walk back in the second inning. Dahlquist inherits the runner. Darian Miller's at first. Craig Taylor goes just 2 1/3 innings and 59 pitches, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts. The 0-1. Brown lifts it out to left center. Burke and Veris back on it. Burke, the center fielder, stands under it, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on. The Shuckers have stranded 5, but they lead it 2-0 after 2.5. We're back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise at WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mazurowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 310 strikeout performances, and plenty of memory. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mazurowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keyser Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome you back, Birmingham, Alabama. Shuckers up 2-0. Into the bottom of the third inning. Lefty Tate Keener faces the top of the order for the second time today. Riku Nishida in the leadoff spot stands in. Lefty-lefty matchup as the Shuckers lead it 2-0. Keener delivers. Nishida takes away, and it's 1-0. By the way, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Bruce Arts Barbershop. Text the booth line, 601-514-0776. The 1-0. This is up and away, and it's 2-0. Join the broadcast, 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight, and we will say hello. Make sure to visit the official barbershop of the Shuckers, 158 GE Orr Street, downtown Biloxi. The pitch called strike on the outer half. Sinker at 92. It counts at 2-1. That's the Bruce Hart's Barbershop. Text the booth line. The 2-1. Nishida takes inside, and it's 3-1. Nishida drew a walk back in the first inning. He's rocking a easy 435 OBP to begin this year. Former standout at the University of Oregon. The 3-1. Nishida takes up and away, and it's ball four. Second walk allowed tonight by Keener. And it brings up the lefty, Mario Camaletti. Also, reminder, fans, third inning brought to you by Gulf South Law Firm. If you or a loved one have been injured, get serious and get Gulf South. When you work with Gulf South Law Firm, they'll walk with you every step of the way. Contact them today, GulfSouthLaw.com or 228-231-3989. Gulf South Law Firm, an official partner of the Biloxi Shuckers. The lefty Keener delivers to first. Nishida's back in time. Tyler Schweitzer now getting warm in the bullpen for the Barons. Camaletti, by the way, 0-1, granted into a fielder's choice in the first. The pitch. Runner off to second, a delayed steal. Miller, a good throw. Pratt, the tag, not in time. And Pratt can't believe it. The throw is to the third base side of the bag. Pratt picked it and then smacked the tag on Nishida. And the third base umpire, who's standing right next to the bag, ruled that Nishida just got his hand in there. Rashid is in scoring position. The pitch. Slider. Called strike on the outer half, and it's 0-2. The Barons tonight, 0-1 with a runner in scoring position. They struggled with the runner in scoring position yesterday. Left 12 men on. The 0-2. Camaletti takes away, and it's 1-2. Nishida walking lead off second. Pratt over towards second. The pitch fouled off Camaletti's back foot. And the count stays at 1-2. Camaletti takes a moment. Home plate umpire, a little bit of courtesy. Paul Romer goes and cleans off home plate with his brush. Now Camaletti set and ready to go. Digs back in. 1-2, nobody out. 2-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the third inning. Nishida dances off second. Keener picks up his leg, spins around, and stares Nishida back to the back. Keener about ready to throw his 48th pitch of the night. 28 strikes, 19 out of the zone. The 1-2. Popped up, out to left. Restituyo drifts under it. Nishida gets ready to tag. Restituyo makes the catch. Nishida, no move to third. A good throw from Restituyo. Sends it to Wilkin on a hop. And now one away for the righty, Wolford Veras. Tate Keener. So far, so good. 2 strikeouts. And he's done a good job at limiting the damage. Only 1 ground ball out tonight. 2 strikeouts and 4 outs in the air. A little different than yesterday with Alexander Corneal, who didn't record an out on anything but a strikeout till the fourth. First pitch is a called strike on the inner half to Veras, and it's 0-1. Alexander Corneal yesterday, 11 strikeouts in 4 innings. The 11th double-A pitcher since 05 to record 11 of the first 12 outs via the strikeout. The 0-1. Check swing. First base umpire says he does not go, and the count goes to 1-1. And it always is a little weird with the three-man umpiring crews. Daniel Bythewey, the first base umpire, he's positioned behind second. So with a right-handed bat up, Bythewey's in charge of making the call on check swings. But he's up the middle, which makes it real tough. The 1-1 misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Obviously, that's not a problem in the major leagues, but every level of the minors, AAA, AA, both have three-man umpiring crews. High A, single A, and rookie ball all have two-man umpiring crews. So you get a situation where check swing calls are real tough to decide. And one umpire's up the middle. The 2-1 misses low and away. And it's 3-1. Veras is 0-1 tonight. Lined out to second, back in the first. 2-0 Shuckers. The pitch. Rolled to short. 2 hops to Pratt, who snags it knee high, gathers, fires to first, and it's in time. Now 2 outs, 1 on, and ready DJ Gladney set to snap in. Gladney, former 16th round pick of the White Sox in 2019, out of Ileana Christian High School in Lansing, Illinois. So the very back of the right-handed box. 0-1 tonight with a fly out to right. Nishida dances off second. Now the pitch. Backdoors a slider, and it's a called strike. Keener sets the belt. Works first base side of the rubber. Now the 0-1. Chiesa misses low and away. Slider at 79, and the count evens 1-1. Nishida's at second. He walked to lead off the inning and promptly stole second. Keener's 1-1. Swing and a miss. cutter. Anthony's at 89. Sheeta faked to seal the third, almost drew a throw back to second from Miller. Counts in one ball and two strikes with two away. The 1-2, Nishida's off to third. Pitch misses up. The throw to third. Wilkin the tag. Not in time. And the count evens 2-2. Nishida now 6-for-6 on stolen bases this year. And that overtakes Kemp Alderman for the Southern League lead. Nishida dances off third. Keener steps off and stares him back to the bag. Stealing home in Birmingham is not something new. The Shockers last year on a Saturday night lost in a walk-off steal of home in the 10th inning. One of the more brutal losses the Shockers had last year. It all happened to come on a Saturday night. Sheeta dances off third. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that ends the inning. Change up at 80. And Keener picks up his third strikeout of the night. He's through three scoreless. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Shockers up 2-0 through three on the Shockers Radio Network in Cruising WGCM.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs. Hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Tonight, Andrew Dahlquist done after six pitches, and in comes the other half of today's tandem. It's Tyler Schweitzer. Left-handed arm delivers, and Ramon Rodriguez takes a strike right in the inside corner, and we're off and running. Top four, the Shuckers up 2-0 over the Barons. The pitch, Rodriguez takes low and away, and the count evens at 1-1. Dahlquist goes two-thirds of an inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts. And he throws six pitches. Schweitzer fires. Rodriguez fists it off. In on the hands. A fastball at 95 out of play. And it's 1-2. Schweitzer makes his second appearance of the year. First time out. Eight strikeouts. One walk. One unearned run. And he allowed two hits in five innings in the second half of a tandem with Grant Taylor back last week in Chattanooga. The 1-2. Misses up and away. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez singled back in the second inning. He's 1-for-1 today. The 2-2 misses up, and it's 3-2. Shuckers have certainly been patient. To get through the first three innings, Grant Taylor, 59 pitches. Andrew Dahlquist, 6, 65 total. 3-2. Fisted out towards short center. Machida's after it, but it's by him. Into the outfield for a base hit, and Rodriguez a multi-hit performance. Brings up the righty Vladimir Restituyo. One on, nobody out. 2-0 Shuckers in the top of the fourth inning. Righty Restituyo digs in. A lot of baseball history here in Birmingham. While the Barons haven't always played in downtown Birmingham and Regions Field, there's certainly a lot of history in the area. The pitch to Restituyo. He swings, chops it third baseline. Diving snag by Camiletti from one knee to first. In time. And that retires Restituyo. Rodriguez to second. Restituyo is retired. What a play by Camiletti on a knee right next to the third base bag across the diamond. And then now brings up the lefty Garrett Spain against Schweitzer. 2-0 Shuckers, top of the fourth, one out. Spain against Schweitzer. The Barons didn't always used to play here. They spent a majority of their franchise history at Rickwood Field. The pitch fisted out towards short left center. Barris is on it. It's down for a base hit. Rodriguez stops at third. Spain into his second hit with the Shuckers of the year. And it brings up the switch hitter, Luis Lara. The Shuckers threatening in the fourth. So far in this series, this is the 13th inning of this series, and the Shuckers had at least one man reach base 11 of the first 13 innings in this series. Offense has been real good. Lara bats from the right side for the first time tonight. Lefty Schweitzer sets. Now the pitch. Lara fists it foul. First base side off the netting, and it counts at 0-1. Lara tonight 0-2 with two strikeouts. He entered today with just two in his last 23 plate appearances over his last five games. Spain's at first, Rodriguez at third. The pitch. Lara shoots it foul, first base side. And it counts at 0-2. That was off the bat at 1-0-1. Home plate umpire Paul Romer walks out and then dusts off home plate. The 0-2 misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Spain's at first, Rodriguez is at third. Shuckers already up 2-0 in this one. Yesterday, they got out to a 3-1 lead after one and never looked back. The 1-2. Lara dribbles it back to the mound. Beyond him, third base side, Camiletti, the third baseman, grabs it at short, fires to first. It's in time. Spain to second. Lara grounds out. And now two away for the righty, Cooper Pratt. Bit of a weird play. It looked like for a moment Schweitzer was going to have a beat on him. Went off the mound, third base side, took a stab at it, whiffed. And then Camiletti, the third baseman, on a dead sprint to his left, picked it up basically where the shortstop usually plays and fired a dart to first. Second and third with two out. Ready, Cooper Pratt digs in. He's 0-1. The pitch. He swings, rolls it third base side. Camiletti backhands it, spins, fires to first in time. And Mario Camiletti keeps this game at 2-0. A couple of terrific defensive plays. And that finishes the Shuckers off in the fourth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. The Shuckers have stranded seven, but they still lead it 2-0 through 3.5 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in on almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
C Celebrate the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers' history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, and Zarowski and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom four in the lefty Jacob Gonzalez digs in. First pitch of the frame. Fastball misses away and it's ball one. Jay McBlake alongside you. We appreciate you joining us wherever you're joining us from on your Wednesday night. 2-0. The Shuckers lead it over the Barons. The pitch misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. Gonzalez 0-for-1 tonight with a flyout to center back in the second. Keener danced around a couple of tricky situations. The 2-0. Fastball called strike in the outer half, and it goes to 2-1. The 2-1 misses up and away, change up at 94. The count goes to 3-1. Keener needed almost 60 pinches to get through three innings. This has not been a series of efficiency on the pitching side. The 3-1 misses away, and it's ball four. Third walk drawn tonight by the Barons, and it brings up the righty Adam Hackenberg.
The catcher, Adam Hackenberg.
The Barons used 65 pitches to get through the first three innings. They used 78 to get through the first four, and the Shuckers have used up almost 70 through three plus. The pitch to Hackenberg is rolled to second. Brown has it on a knee. Flips to Pratt at the second base bag. He taps the bag, fires to Adams at first, and that's a double play. Great turn by Brown, Pratt, and Adams. Brings up the righty Nick Podkol. That Shuckers double play brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and Keyser Federal Park. Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Nick Podkol digs in, two out, nobody on. Pitch from Keener. Podkol fouls it back. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Podkol is 1-for-1 tonight. A single back in the second. 2-0 Shuckers, last of the fourth. And what's turned into a gorgeous, gorgeous Wednesday night. The 0-1 misses up, and the count evens the ball and a strike. Sun is officially set. The lights have taken full effect and a faint glow of all the different colors off the outside of the Children's Hospital glaring back. The pitch is a called strike and the count goes to 1-2. Just beyond center field is the Children's Hospital of Alabama, the largest children's hospital in the state. And on the outer part of the building, it's got a lot of different rods of colors. The 1-2 misses inside and it gets Podkol. And that's the first time the Shuckers have hit a batter this year. Now a man on with two away. It brings up the righty, Sean Gusenberg. So off in the distance, it's greens and blues and reds and yellows that are next to the hospital and the parking garage attached to it, officially called Children's of Alabama. One on, two out. Ready, Sean Gusenberg digs in. Single back in the second. 2-0 Shuckers in the fourth. The pitch misses up. And the count goes to 1-0. Keener kicks, checks over to first. Podkol's back to the bag in plenty of time. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game final, that was earlier this morning. Montgomery defeats Rocket City 2-1. The 1-0 from Keener misses up, and it's 2-0. Everything else in action, Chattanooga all over Knoxville, 12-1. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Top nine, Pensacola leads Columbus 3-1. The 2-0 misses away, and it's 3-0. We'll see if that gets the Shuckers bullpen moving. Keener now 71 pitches, just 38 strikes. And on cue, everybody in the Shuckers bullpen starts moving and doing some sort of exercise. The 3-0. Called strike on the inner half. Sinker at 93. And it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two away. Keener trying to battle back and escape a little bit of traffic in the fourth. The 3-1. Called strike two. And what a job. Back-to-back sinkers on the inner half. Just docks the black. And it's three balls and two strikes. Keener sets. Now the pitch. Lifted to second, right to Brown. He snags it on a knee. Off the bat at 100. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Keener's worked around traffic in each of the first four innings, and the Shuckers lead it 2-0 after four. We go to the fifth, Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCM.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000 square foot venue is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Wilkin leads things off for the Shuckers as we move to the fifth inning. Shuckers lead it 2-0. Tyler Schweitzer's back to work. We got a momentary delay, and I'm not sure the reason why. The umpires have come together, Paul Romer and Shane Sullivan on the third base side. Shuckers manager Joe Aroth says something to Romer. It seems like whatever Aroth said is what was needed to be heard. Back to baseball. 2-0 Shuckers. First pitch for Schweitzer. Misses up. And the count goes to 1-0. Speaking of Joe Aroth, back in Birmingham for the first time since the mid-90s as a player. The 1-0. Wilkin takes a strike on the inner half. And the count's even at 1-1. Aroth, a three-year Southern Leaguer with the Greenville Braves in the Atlanta Braves system. Played a couple of games against the Birmingham Barons. The 1-1. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1, including that eventful 1994 Barons season that saw not just Joe Aroth in the Southern League, but Michael Jordan as well. Jordan, his one full year of minor league baseball with the Birmingham Barons in 1994. The 2-1 misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. But because of Jordan and the star power, every game was shown on ESPN, which has to be a record for the most media coverage of one AA team in a single season. It helped Joe get on ESPN not once, but twice in 1994. The 3-1 misses up, and it's a five-pitch walk. So the first time Joe got on ESPN was he threw out Michael Jordan trying to steal second. The next day, he also got on ESPN. Jordan was dancing off of second, took his secondary, A-roll, fired a ball to second to try and backpick him, and Jordan took off to third and beat the throw by a country mile and then some. One on, nobody out. 2-0 Shuckers in the fifth. Lefty Schweitzer fires. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. But at the very least, A-roll, after big league appearances, he's made it to the World Series. He can put his cap on. I once threw out Michael Jordan in the Southern League at the Hoover Met. The 1-0. Misses up, and the count goes to 2-0. And there's a lot of connections with the Shuckers to the Barons in Hoover Met, which was the Barons' home until 2013 when they moved here to Regions Field. The 2-0 delivery. Miller takes away, and it's 3-0. In the Shuckers' dugout, their infield coach, Lee Rodriguez, was a member of the Birmingham Barons back when they played at Hoover Met when he was in the White Sox organization. The 3-0 to Miller. Misses up and in, and it's a four-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks to begin the fifth. That brings up Luke Adams. And to round out the whole story, the one that connects them all is the brand-new Shuckers visiting clubhouse manager, Ken Dunlap, who came to Biloxi this past offseason after 30 years as a clubhouse manager with the Barons, including Will Rodriguez, Michael Jordan, and Joe A-roll in the Shuckers dugout. What a small and strange world baseball is. Adam Hackenberg quickly out to the mound. Chats with Schweitzer. And Paul Romer's out to break up a lengthy one. And Hackenberg's back behind home plate. Miller's at first. Wilkins at second. Adams is 0 for 2 tonight. It's 2-0 Shuckers in the fifth. Schweitzer, 22 pitches. Just 10 of them have been strikes, and the Shuckers are looking to break the doors open in this thing. The pitch to the righty Adams is a called strike on the upper hand. And by the way, well, there is a number of different Michael Jordan things at this ballpark. They have about a 60-foot-tall banner of Jordan in the Barons team store. There is a number of different Michael Jordan-themed things up in the press box. There's the ESPN The Magazine cover, a number of different things with Michael Jordan. The 0-1 to Adams. Check swing, and it's called strike on the inside corner. And the count's 0-2. So if you ever do get a chance to come to Regions Field in Birmingham, just take a look around. Not only does it celebrate the baseball history of Birmingham, but it celebrates that one fateful summer of Michael Jordan playing minor league baseball. The 0-2. Lifted out to short right. Podkle, the first baseman, out. Makes the catch over his shoulder. And both runners scramble back. One out, two on, and the righty Eric Brown Jr. digs in.
Second baseman Eric Brown Jr.
0 for 1 tonight with a walk and a fly out to center. Wilkins at second, Miller's at first. 2-0 Shuckers in the top of the fifth. Schweitzer delivers. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Two on, one away. Shuckers, two runs on four hits tonight. The 1-0. Check swing, and he goes around. Count evens 1-1. Pitch. Swing and a miss. A healthy hack. Fastball up, and the count goes to 1-2. He calls time and steps out. One ball, two strikes, one away. Miller's at first, Wilkins at second. It's 2-0 Shuckers in the top of the fifth inning. Schweitzer's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Now two away. Buries a slider low and in at 87. It's the sixth strikeout tonight by Barron's pitching. And it brings up the ready Ramon Rodriguez, who has half the Shuckers hits tonight. He's 2-for-2. First multi-hit performance in a Shuckers uniform. The pitch. Rodriguez hits it foul. First base side and out of play. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Rodriguez has been in organized baseball for quite some time. Originally drafted in the 30th. That's back when there were 40 rounds of the draft back in 2016 by the Dodgers out of Puerto Rico. Spent up through the COVID pandemic in the Dodgers organization. The pitch, swing and a miss, fastball up, and it's 0-2. Then spent 2021, 2022, and 2023 in the Orioles organization before spending each of the last 2 years in the Brewers organization. He's made it up to AAA. He has spent each of the last 5 seasons outside of last year in AA. Down in the hole, though, 0-2 with two runners on. Schweitzer delivers. Rodriguez taps it back to the mound. Schweitzer on a hop, grabs it towards third. Fires towards first, a bit low, pops out of Podkol's mitt, and he snags it at the last moment to end the inning. Barron's and pitchers fielding practice might become friends after this one. A couple of dicey moments for pitchers trying to get guys out. But it strands two. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. Shuckers have stranded 9. And they're up 2-0 through 4.5. Shuckers Radio Network and cruising UGCM.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Five Shuckers up 2-0. Birmingham Barons. Game two of a six-game set. The Shuckers yesterday won the opener 6-1. Pitching staffs looked real good. Tate Keener on to his fifth inning of work. He faces 9-1-2 in the Barons order. Starts off with Jacob Burke. Burke's 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout. Keener has used up quite a lot of pitches. 74 pitches to get through four innings. He struck out 3 and walked 3. He's also hit a batter. First pitch of the fifth. Check swing. And it misses inside for ball one. He does not go. The count's at 1-0. Burke's in the ninth spot, hitting just 160 on the year entering today. The 1-0. Chopped left side of the infield. Wilkin stabs at it, but it's by him in the left for a base hit. Burke rounds first. That's the third consecutive inning that the leadoff man's reached for the Barons. And it brings up the lefty, Rico Nishida. Rico Nishida. Keener delivers. Nishida shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike one. During spring training, by the way, was quite a memorable moment for the young Nishida, left-handed bat, who's 23 years old, born in 2001 in Osaka, Japan. Entered spring training, didn't have any signed bats throughout his entire career, whether playing high school ball in Japan, college ball in the States, or minor league baseball. The 0-1. Nishida shows bunt, pulls back again, and it misses up and in. The count evens 1-1. But that all changed early March in spring training. Jim Thome, who turned out pretty okay with the Chicago White Sox, a storied career, got in touch with Ichiro. The 1-1. Called strike on the outer half, and the count goes to 1-2. And Nishida, Japanese-born ball player, got a signed bat from Ichiro Suzuki in spring training. Got a chance to meet him for the first time in March in Peoria when he got called up for a spring training game between the White Sox and the Mariners, and Ichiro had a little gift for him. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Tips it into Miller's mitt. And Nishida strikes out. What a cool moment for Nishida, who is taking such a different route to professional baseball in the States than most Japanese players who go from high school ball to NPB, which is Japan's version of the major leagues, pretty much situated as the second best league in the entire world. Keener checks over to first. Burke's leaning. Adams has it. Slaps the tag on Burke, and that's a pickoff. Now two away. Brings up the lefty, Mario Camaletti. Camaletti 0-2 tonight. Two outs, nobody on. 2-0 Shuckers in the fifth. Keener fires. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, we'd like to say a big hello to Glenn tuning in tonight on our Broussard's Barbershop text the booth line. We'd also like to say a big hello to Kane and Sarah tuning in from Wayne County. The 1-0 misses away, and it's two balls and no strikes. We'd also like to say a big hello to Craig in Imperial Beach, California. Also a big hello to Craig tuning in from Ocean Springs, and Zio tuning in from North Carolina. Appreciate you tuning in tonight, each and every night on the Shuckers Radio Network. The 2-0 delivery. Camaletti takes up and away. And the count goes to 3-0. Josh Machieski's warming. The pitch misses inside, and it's a four-pitch walk. It's the fourth walk tonight from Keener. He's also hit a batter, and that brings out Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence. Shuckers up 2-0. Machieski, the former New York Yankee, warming up in the bullpen at the moment. And the entire infield comes in. And out in the outfield, Vladimir Restituyo and Luis Lora come together in left center for a quick little chat. Garrett Spain's all alone in right. Home plate umpire comes out and breaks it up. Spain's just hanging out, shaking out the legs. In his second game with the Shuckers, spent pretty much all of spring training with the Shuckers breakout group. The way they do it in spring training is you're not going to have all 160 guys going through all the infield drills and hitting drills. They break you up in sort of groups by affiliates. Spain was with the Shuckers group for most of the time. Pitch from Keener. It's a called strike on the inner half to Ferris, who's in from the right side, and it's 0-1. So it's not like Spain doesn't know anybody on this team. He's a guy who got very familiar with the guys and the lineup throughout spring training. The 0-1. Check swing. Does not go. And the count's even at 1-1. Varus is 0-2. Spain, by the way, spent not the first 15 games of the season up with AAA Nashville and transferred to the Shuckers on Tuesday. The 1-1. Broken bat flare on one hop to second. A little weird squibber to Brown, who flips to Pratt, taps to the second base bag, and that ends the inning. Five shutout innings for Tate Keener, who's put together back-to-back real nice starts. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the sixth. The Shuckers 2, Barons nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Shuckers lead it 2-0. We go to the sixth. Tyler Schweitzer's back to work. And he faces the ready Vladimir Restituyo in the ninth spot for the Shuckers. He's 0-1 tonight. Pitch from the lefty Schweitzer. Misses away for ball one. Shuckers have threatened in back-to-back innings. The 1-0. Fouled off third base side. And the count evens 1-1. They don't have anything to show for it. In fact, they haven't scored since an error brought home Eric Brown Jr. on a sack bunt from Vladimir Restituyo in the second. The Shuckers tonight have stranded 9, and they're 2-for-12 with a runner in scoring position. The 1-1, Restituyo swings and misses. Cutter at 87, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, no runs, 3 hits, and an error for the Barons. The 1-2, fouled back, and we'll do it again. The 1-2, popped foul. First base side and out of play. And the count stays at 1-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The pitch, this is low, and the count evens 2-2. Schweitzer out of the windup first base side of the rubber. Delivers. Restituyo loops it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count stays at 2-2. Schweitzer, just like Grant Taylor, tonight's starter, has thrown a ton of pitches. That throw is 39th of the day, just 2+ innings. The 2-2. Restituyo pops it up. First base side, foul territory. Podko gives it a look, but it's into the seats. And the count stays at 2-2. Restituyo's at the very back of the right-handed box. Schweitzer fires. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. It's a slider at 87. And now one away for the top of the order, and Garrett Spain. Spain has reached base twice, a single and a walk in three plate appearances. Stands in very back of the left-handed box against Schweitzer. First pitch shows bunt, pulls back. Fastball way up and in at 94. And the count's at 1-0. Garrett Spain, a native of Clarksville, Tennessee, went to Austin Peay. The pitch chopped first base side, foul. And the count evens 1-1. Originally a 15th round pick of the Blue Jays in 2021. Last year spent pretty much the entire year with AA New Hampshire in the Blue Jays organization. Career high, 104 games. The pitch, swing and a miss, a long swing. On a slider away at 86, and the count goes to 1-2. Was picked up in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft this offseason by the Brewers. And after 11 games in AAA Nashville, is second with the Checkers. Pitch misses up and away, and it's 2-2. One out, nobody on. 2-0 Checkers in the top of the sixth. Schweitzer kicks and delivers. Popped foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count stays 2-2. Rolls out of play, and there's about four different dogs hanging out. It's a bark in the park. There's about 10 different dogs hanging out. Third base side. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball in or half at 96. And now two away. That's the eighth strikeout tonight by the Shuckers. The switch hitter, Luis Lara, now digs in. Right-handed bat against the lefty Schweitzer. 2-0 Checkers in the sixth, two outs, nobody on. The pitch, Lara pops it foul, first base side and out of play. And the count's at no balls and a strike. Lara is 0 for 3 tonight, two strikeouts and a ground out to third. The pitch, fouled off, out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch from the lefty. Tipped foul ball at the plate. And the count stays at 0-2. Schweitzer kicks and delivers. Lara swings and misses. Slider low at 87. And Schweitzer strikes out the side in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's the first 1-2-3 inning of the night for the Barons. And it's 2-0 Checkers through 5.5. Josh Maciejewski enters. We're back in a moment on the Checkers Radio Network.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
It's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast. Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shucker Shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shucker birthday gift, video board recognition, and a scooter appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Thank you.
Kate Keener done after 5 innings. Shuckers make a Brew Stars Barbershop call to the bullpen. Go where the pros go. What's your next cut? 228-697-3180. It's the lefty, Josh Machieski, who comes in. Faces the ready, DJ Gladney. Machieski's first pitch is popped foul behind home plate and out of play. And we're off and running. The Shuckers lead it 2-0. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. No runs, 3 hits, and an error for the Barons. Shuckers got a nice start from Tate Keener. It works around a lot of traffic throughout his first 5 innings. The 0-1, swing and a miss, changeup away. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Final line for Keener. 5 shutout innings, gives up 3 hits, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts, and throws 87 pitches. And in comes the 29-year-old Machieski for his 4th appearance of the season. Machieski comes set right in the middle of the rubber. Delivers the righty Gladney. Misses away. And the count goes to 1-2. Machieski, his 4th appearance of the year. He's given up 6 runs on 9 hits in 6 2/3 innings with 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .321 against him. Though 5 of those 6 runs came in his Shuckers debut back in the opening series. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Changeup off the outside corner. Miller blocks it up, slaps the tag on Gladney, and there's 1 away. 1 out, nobody on, and it brings up the lefty, Jacob Gonzalez. Last time out for Machieski was quite the good appearance. Went 3 shutout innings, no walks, no strikeouts, but only gave up 1 hit through 30 pitches. Machieski deals. Gonzalez chops it foul first base side, and it counts at no balls and a strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 today with a walk and a fly out to center. That was back in the second. Theo 1 just misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. The 1-1, check swing, and an emergency hack. He goes about 3/4 of the way on a slider at 78, and the count goes to 1-2. By the way, time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. First, the 1-2, just misses away, maybe an inch at 90. The count evens 2-2. Top of the 10th inning, Nashville and Charlotte in AAA are knotted at 7. Everything else around the organization has gone final, including a 5-1 win for the Big League Club earlier today. The 2-2, swing and a miss. That's a slider off the outside corner at 79, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Machieski. 2 outs, nobody on, 2-0 Shuckers, and the righty Adam Hackenberg digs in. Rest of that scoreboard update. The Wisconsin Timber Antlers fell 3-1 against the Lansing Lugnuts earlier today, and Delmarva defeats Carolina 6-3. The pitch, swing and a miss. Changeup's looking real nice for Machieski early. The count's at no balls and a strike. Machieski made his big league debut last year with the New York Yankees. Made 4 appearances at the big league level through 7 innings. The 0-1 to Hackenberg. Fouled back, and the count's at 0-2. And right now, Machieski's looking every bit the part of an arm who made a big league debut last year. 11 pitches, 8 of them have been strikes, and he's 1 strike away from striking out the side in the 6th inning. Machieski's 0-2. Tapped back to the mound. Machieski fields at third base side, plants his feet, fires to first, and a clean, efficient inning for Machieski in the 6th. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We move to the 7th. 2-0 Shuckers. on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs. Hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi.
He's gone three scoreless innings in relief tonight. He faces the righty Cooper. Three spot in the Shuckers order. It's 2-0 Shuckers. Two runs, four hits, no errors. No runs, three hits, and an error for the Barons. First pitch, Pratt shows bunt, pulls it back. And the pitch misses up and away. Now goes to a ball and no strikes. It has been kind of a do-nothing game after the first two innings. Things have really settled down. The 1-0 misses up, and it's 2-0. The Shuckers have threatened, but after the second inning, they've only tallied two hits. Both came in the fourth. The 2-0 misses up and away, and it's 3-0. And the Shuckers, as a team tonight, 2 for 12 with 9 left on base. Meanwhile, the Barons 0 for 4 with 6 left on base. The 3-0 is a called strike top of the letters. And the count goes to 3-1. Shuckers have struck out 9 times tonight. It's only the second time in the last 7. The pitch is a called strike 2. Only the second time in the last 7 they've struck out more than 8 times. Pratt steps out for a moment. Schweitzer right now working quick. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Now Schweitzer takes a long time. 2 to go on the pitch clock. He fires. Pratt swings and misses. Fastball up and away at 93. And that's the fourth straight retired by Schweitzer. Via the strikeout, he's retired 7 in a row. Alrighty, Brock Wilkin now digs in. 2-0 Shuckers, top of the 7th. What's turned into a cool night in Birmingham, 63 degrees. The pitch, Wilkin takes up and away, and it's ball 1. So far past the second inning in this series, the two teams have combined for just 3 runs, and the Shuckers scored all 3 yesterday. The 1-0. Misses inside, and it's 2-0. Wilkin, 0 for 2 tonight, 2 strikeouts and a walk back in the 5th inning. The 2-0 misses up, and it's 3-0. The 3-0 pitch, Wilkin swings and misses. Slider low at 84, one of the first 3-0 hacks we've seen a Shuckers take this year. The count runs to 3-1. The pitch. Ball 4. And the Shuckers draw a walk. It's the 7th walk they've drawn tonight as a ball club. It brings up Darian Miller, who's 1-for-1. He had an RBI double back in the first. Outside of that, a walk in the 3rd and another walk in the 5th. Miller, a left-handed bat, gets the pitch from Schweitzer, and it misses away for ball one. The 1-0. Called strike in the inner half. A fastball at 93. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. That's the other thing we've seen tonight. We've seen a ton of pitches. Next pitch for Schweitzer is about to be the 129th of the game for the Barons, and we're just in the 7th. The 2-1. Miller ropes it. Couple of hops to Gonzalez at short. Flips in a sheet at second for one. On to first, the throw's wide. Podko misses the first tag on Miller. And then taps the bag. That ends the inning. Miller took a hard left turn to second, except he never touched first. So Podko turned around and realized all he needed to do was touch the bag, and that ends the inning. Time to stretch in Birmingham. Shuckers lead it 2-0. Shuckers Radio Network in Cruiser, VGCN.
The fun-loving Seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Going game, both sides pitching wise, offenses have not done much of anything. The 1-0, Podko swings and misses, changeup away at 81. The count evens 1-1. Podko singled in the second, was hit by a pitch in the fourth. It's already the 11th game of the year for the Shuckers. That was the first batter they've hit with a pitch. The 1-1, Podko takes low, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Macieski, an easy-going sixth inning, is first in relief. 2 strikeouts and a ground out right back to him on the hill. The lefty delivers. Called strike, top of the zone. Changeup at 82. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Macieski sets the belt. Now delivers. Podko takes inside, and the count goes full. Macieski, originally born and raised in Morrisville, North Carolina, went to Panther Creek High School. The 3-2. Rolled left side of the infield. Pratt charges, snags it by his ankles. It short fires to first. It's in time. And Podkol's retired for the first out. Gives us chance, 10 seconds. Station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Cruisin' WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Bottom seven. Shuckers two. Barons nothing. Lefty Josh Machieski comes home to the righty Sean Gusenberg. First pitch misses in for ball one. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Shuckers. No runs, three hits, and an error for the Barons. Pitching has really taken command in the back half of this one. The 1-0. Called strike on the outer half. It pops out of Miller's mitt. The count evens 1-1. Nobody scored a run since the second when the Shuckers got a run home. Vladimir Restituyo bunted a ball back to the pitcher. Starter Grant Taylor for the Barons went to throw the third and airmailed it into left. Brought home a run, and that's been it. The 1-1. Rolled again to short. Pratt snags it, takes a hop, fires to first in time. Back-to-back groundouts to short, induced by Machieski. And now two away, nobody on. Shuckers up 2-0. And it's the righty Jacob Burke who digs in. Burke originally drafted out of the University of Miami. Spent the first 2 years of his college career at Southeast Louisiana in the Southland Conference. Pitch to Burke, swing and a miss, changeup away at 81. It counts at no balls and a strike. He's drafted in the 11th round by the White Sox in 2022. The 0-1 misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Meanwhile, Machieski played his college ball at the time they were in Conference USA. It was UNC Charlotte, the 49ers. Not too far of a drive from Morrisville, North Carolina. The 1-1. Burke swings and misses. Change up at 78, and the count goes to 1-2. Right now, racking a pretty great relief appearance for the second straight outing. One ball, two strikes, two away. Machieski delivers. Check swing. Doesn't matter. It's a called strike three. 91 on the inside corner. And Machieski. What a relief start right here. Six up, six down. Three strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the eighth. 2-0 Shuckers on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, mortgage, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream with Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Nothing. Ready, Luke Adams leads things off against the lefty Tyler Schweitzer. The pitch misses up, and it's a ball with no strikes. Schweitzer is into his fifth inning on the hill. All in relief. The 1-0. Adams swings and misses. And the count evens 1-1. Schweitzer came in relief of Andrew Dahlquist. The 1-1. Misses inside. The count goes to two balls and a strike. Dahlquist went just two-thirds. The pitch is smacked towards short. Gonzalez spears it towards third, sends his feet, fires to first. It's in time. Throws a bit high, but Podko corrals it.
Second baseman, Eric Brown Jr.
And now, one away for the righty, Eric Brown Jr. That'd be the final time for Brown to extend his hit streak. Entered today with a career-high 9 games with a hit. One hit, though, in each of the 9 games. The pitch to Brown is a called strike in the outer half, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Brown has still reached base tonight, so the on-base streak is extended to 10 straight. The 0-1 misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Drew walked back in the second, came around to score on that error. The 1-1. Is a called strike? No, it is. Oh, the ball. Looked for a moment. The home plate umpire was about to lean over and call it a strike. Instead, the pitch, swing, and tipped foul off Hackenberg's gear. The count evens 2-2. Brown over the hit streak, 243 hitter. 4 of the 9 hits have gone for extra bases, 3 doubles and a homer. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schweitzer kicks and delivers. Rolled first base side, foul. Count stays 2-2. Time called. Brown steps out. Schweitzer's got a habit on the mound. When it's a tight situation, he just stands there and stares you down. Waits till about 2 seconds on the pitch clock and then fires home. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Schweitzer waits. Waits some more. 2 to go on the pitch clock. Now he kicks and fires. Chopped right side of the infield. Nishida charges, fields to his left, fires on the run to first, and it's in time. It retires Brown. And now 2 away for the righty, Ramon Rodriguez. Rodriguez has recorded his first multi-hit game of the year tonight. He's 2-for-3 with 2 singles. He's getting his first game action since Sunday series finale against the Queenstones. 2-for-3 tonight. 2-0 Shuckers in the 8th. Pitch hammered out to left center. Burke over. Center fielder under it makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Just got a little bit under it. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Schweitzer. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 7.5. Shuckers 2. Barons nothing. We're back in a flash. The Shuckers Radio Network and Cruiser WGCN.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up, yeah, everybody knows, it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom eight. Shuckers make a Bruce Arch barbershop call to the bullpen. Josh Machieski done after he throws two perfect innings. Strikes out three. Does not allow a hit. It turns to the lefty Mark Manfredi in the setup spot. Shuckers up 2-0. Pitch to the lefty Nishida misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Now the 1-0. Nishida takes a strike on the outer half for Manfredi. And the count evens at 1-1. Manfredi makes his fourth appearance of the year. He's given up four runs on four hits and four walks in 2 1/3. The 1-1. Just misses away. And the count goes to 2-1. That one at 95. A lot of zip on the ball for Manfredi. Left-handed arm. The 2-1. Nishida takes low and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Manfredi stands in 6'4", 235 pounds, a native of Highland Heights, Ohio, former Dayton Flyer in the Atlantic 10 Conference. The 3-1. Nishida takes strike two, right in the outer half, and the count's full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch. Called strike three. Buries a fastball at the knees at 95. Nishida strikes out for the second time tonight. And brings up the lefty Mario Camaletti. Two nothing Shuckers. Bottom of the eighth. The righty, check that, the lefty Manfredi against the lefty Camaletti. Manfredi delivers. And it's called strike. Slider on the outside corner at 83. Manfredi's a four-pitch guy. Fastball, slider, curveball, and a changeup. Was originally a starter at Dayton. The 0-1 misses low, and the count evens 1-1. However, in pro ball, he's moved towards the back end of the bullpen. Did so last year in high A with manager Victor Estevez and now his current pitching coach, Josh Spence. The 1-1 delivery misses Lemon away, and it's 2-1. Last year, 28 appearances, 12 starts. And an ERA under 3-3 as a reliever, over 4 as a starter. The 2-1. Camaletti takes strike two. Fastball outer half in 96. The count evens 2-2. Manfredi delivers. Misses low and away. Count goes full at 3-2. Time's called. Camaletti steps out for a moment. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a walk. That came in the fifth inning and was quickly erased on a fielder's choice against the guy in the on-deck circle, Wilford Veras. The 3-2. Camaletti takes away, and Manfredi loses him. That's the fifth walk drawn tonight by the Barons. And it brings up Veras. Veras is 0 for 3 tonight. Line out, ground out. Last time up, grounded into a fielder's choice. One out, one on, 2-0 Shuckers in the eighth. And Freddie delivers. Just misses low and away, 93. And the counts are 1-0. Justin Yeager starts to get warm in the Shuckers pen. 1-for-2 in save opportunities this year for Shuckers closer. And Freddie delivers. Fastball misses in, and it's 2-0. Yeager had a multi-inning save on Sunday for his first of the year. A four-out save danced around a run in the ninth, and a 9-8 Shuckers win. The 2-1 of Harris misses away, and it's 3-0. Changeup away at 86. And now Manfredi on the hill in a hole, a man on. Shuckers up 2-0. He's down in the count, 3-0. The 3-0 misses up and in, and it's back-to-back walks. Camaletti to second, Ferris to first. And that brings out Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence. Reminder, Shuckers fans, the Shuckers back home on Tuesday. Six-game set begins with the Montgomery Biscuits. That's April 22nd through the 27th. Lots of fun promotions Tuesday night. It's a Brandon Woodruff t-shirt giveaway sponsored by Coca-Cola. Sunday is Princess Day, 105 start. Come out of the ballpark, see your favorite princess characters. A lot of fun things going on at the ballpark for promotions, tickets, game times, and more. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com or visit the box office at the corner of Howard and Kayavetch Street in downtown Biloxi. Hope to see you at the ballpark. Six more chances to see your Shuckers. And the first time this year that the Shuckers will face the Montgomery Biscuits, who eliminated them from the playoffs a year ago. Chance for a little revenge. Spence is back to the dugout, and Freddie's ready to go. Two on, one out. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, 2-0 Shuckers. And the lefty man, Freddie, delivers to the righty, DJ Gladney. And it's called strike top of the zone at 94. Gladney's 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a flyout to right. Ferris at first, Camaletti's at second. The pitch, chopped right side, foul. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Gladney struck out twice tonight. Now 14 strikeouts in his last six games, over 23 at-bats. The 0-2, check swing. First base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes to 1-2. Fastball up at 95. And Justin Yeager begins to warm in the Shuckers pen. Manfredi out of the stretch delivers. Fouled off. And the count stays at 1-2. Jacob Gonzalez, a lefty's on deck. You have to think Manfredi will stay in for Gonzalez, the lefty, but it gets to Hackenberg, who's behind him, and a righty. That's when Yeager would enter. It also mean a run would have come home with Camaletti and Veras both on the base paths with one away. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Manfredi delivers. Popped foul. Out of play in the first base side. And the count stays at 1-2. That was the 21st pitch of the inning for Manfredi. Just 9 pitches have been strikes. 12 have been out of the zone. Two balls. Check that. One ball, two strikes, and one away. 2-1 in the eighth. Manfredi delivers. Hit third base side. One hop. Wilkin, a diving stop towards the line. Back to his feet. A hop on a throw in time. And that retires Gladney. What a throw from Wilkin. A diving stop. Threw it on a hop to Adams at first. And now two away. And that might have been a game-saving play from Wilkin. Caught it on a dive towards the line at third, got to his feet, threw to first. It was on a hop, but a good job by Adams to snare it. And it now brings up the lefty Gonzalez. Tying runs at second in the bottom of the eighth. Manfredi delivers, misses away, and it's 1-0. That was a fastball at 94. Gonzalez is 0-for-2, walk, a strikeout, fly out to center. Manfredi delivers, swing and a miss, fastball up. Count evens 1-1. Manfredi's trying to walk the tightrope in the eighth. The last thing the Shuckers want is to have to use Jaeger for a four-out save for the second straight appearance. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, elevated fastball, and the count's at 0-2. The 1-2 misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Manfredi delivers. Roll to short. Pratt has it, fires to first, ends the inning, and Manfredi gets out of it. He walks the tightrope. Tying run was on second with two outs. He stays cool, calm, collected, gets out of things. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base when we move to the ninth. Shuckers 2, Barons nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising UGCM.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
We welcome you back. Regents Field in Birmingham. Top nine and the righty Zach Franklin on. It's a Bruce Hart's Barbershop call to the bullpen. The righty Vladimir Restituyo stands in. Pitch, swing and a miss. Elevated fastball up and away. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Tyler Schweitzer does his job and then some. Keeps this game at 2-0. Five shutout innings on 76 pitches in relief. The righty Franklin delivers. Misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Franklin makes his third appearance of the year. He's gone two scoreless innings, one walk, four strikeouts, and has yet to allow a hit. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 94 with 21 inches of induced vertical break. It almost looks like it's rising as it comes to the plate. It counts at 1-2 against Restituyo, who's 0-for-2 tonight. The pitch. Misses low, and the count evens 2-2. And the Shuckers still lead this 2-0, and a lot of that can be attributed to Brock Wilkin, who had one of the plays of the year down the third base line. A diving stop back to his feet, threw and a hop to first, and was able to get the base runner. 2-2. Sliced foul ball. First base side and out of play. Count stays 2-2. The Shuckers end up winning this game. That is very much a play that you can circle on your scorebook. Without it, one run likely comes home. Likely sets up a scary situation. The 2-2, dribbled first base side foul ball. And the count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Franklin delivers. Restituyo smacks it up the middle. Gonzalez at short to his left. Grabs it, fires in one motion to first, and Restituyo beats it out. It's an infield single for Restituyo. That's his fifth hit in the last six games. Brings up the lefty Garrett Spain at the top of the Shuckers order. Spain gave the Shuckers a cushion last night in the eighth inning. A solo shot, his first of the year. Comes up with a man on. Nobody out. 2-0 Shuckers in the top of the ninth. The pitch misses inside for ball one. By the way, that Restituyo single, the first hit allowed by Franklin this season. Restituyo dances off first. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss from Spain. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 misses low and inside, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. The 2-1 misses up and away, and it's 3-1. The 3-1 misses up, and it's a well-earned five-pitch walk. And for the third time tonight, the Shuckers have runners on first and second with nobody out. They haven't cashed in yet. An opportunity to do it right here with Luis Lara coming up. In steps Lara. He's 0-for-4 tonight with three strikeouts. Two on, nobody out, top nine, and the Shuckers lead 2-0. The pitch, fastball away, and the count goes to 1-0. Restituyo's off second. Third baseman Camaletti plays in. Misses inside, gets by Hackenberg, and everybody moves up. A well-timed wild pitch for the Shuckers. Moves Restituyo to third. Spain to second. It takes the double play out of the equation. And a chance for the Shuckers to add on with more. The 1-0 misses away. It's two balls and no strikes. Infield now in for the Barons. They're down 2-0. Shuckers are threatening. Now the pitch misses away. And check that. That was a 3-0 count. It's a four-pitch walk from Lara. And the bases are loaded. Brings out pitching coach John Kovalik. Chance for the Shuckers to add on to this one to make things a little bit easier for Justin Yeager, who's warming out the bullpen for the bottom of the ninth. Lara's at first, Spain's at second, Restituyo's at third, and the righty Cooper Pratt set to bat. He's 0-for-3 tonight with a walk, two groundouts, and a strikeout. To Vollett, back to the dugout after the home plate umpire Paul Romer breaks things up. Pratt now digs in, very back of the right-handed box. Chance for the Shuckers to really take command of this in the ninth. Anklin delivers. Sliced foul. Out of play on the first base side, and he counts at no balls and a strike. With nobody out, the middle infield plays back. The Barons are okay with trading it out for a double play. Camaletti and Podko, first and third, are in on the grass. Gonzalez and Machida back towards the back of the infield. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Hackenberg throws his body into the left-handed box and keeps it in front of him. And he counts at 0-2. That was a slider away at 87. And he counts at no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Three. Check that. 2-0 Shuckers in the top of the ninth inning. Franklin sets. Now the pitch. Pratt. It's hit foul. Out of play first base side off the sweet level. Counts at 0-2. Pratt trying to get the better of the ready Zach Franklin in the top of the ninth, trying to give the Shuckers some insurance. They're up 2-0. Franklin delivers, misses inside, and the count goes to 1-2. 20 pitches in the inning for Franklin. Just 9 of them have been strikes, 11 have been out of the zone. He's given up a single on the infield and 2 walks. Franklin sets the belt. Now the 1-2. Pratt hits it third base side, snared by Camaletti. It's off his mitt towards the first. There's a third base dugout. Restituyo scores. Spain scores around second. The Shuckers score 2 off the Camaletti bobble, and it's now 4-0. Pratt reaches. Lara to second. Restituyo and Spain both score. We'll see how they score it, but the Shuckers lead it 4-0. And they do rule it an E5 that scores the 2 runs. Brings up the righty Wilkin. Runners in first and second. Still nobody out. Pitch from Franklin. Fouled off Hackenberg's mask to the screen. He counts at no balls and a strike. Wilkins 0-for-2 tonight, 2 strikeouts and 2 walks. Lowers at second, Pratt's at first. Franklin sets. Now the 0-1. Misses up, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1. Curveball. Dots the inner half. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. The Shuckers are up 4-0 in the top of the ninth. Franklin deals. Wilkin pops it up behind home plate. Now to play up in our direction and right in front of us. Count stays at 1-2. Flowers at second, Pratt's at first. Two speedy guys on. The 1-2. Misses up and in. Good take from Woken. Fastball at 94. Count evens at 2-2. Franklin fires, both runners go. Wilkin pops it foul. First base side and out of play. The count stays 2-2. Franklin delivers. Wilkin takes strike three. Slider on the inner half at 84. And that's the first out of the inning. One out, runners in first and second. And in steps the lefty, Darian Miller. It's a 4-0 Checkers lead in the top of the ninth inning. Lara's at second, Pratt's at first. All righty, Franklin comes set at the belt. The pitch. Miller takes up and away, and it's 1-0. Miller tonight's 1-for-2 with an RBI double and two walks. He had an RBI double back in the first. That's the only RBI the Shackers lineup has had tonight. Everything else has come home on errors. The 1-0. Rolled off the mound. Franklin deflects it to Nishida. He fires to first. And Miller grounds out 1-4-3 for the second out of the inning. Pratt moves to second. Lara moves to third. And it brings up the righty, Luke Adams.
First baseman, Luke Adams.
Adams is 0-for-4 tonight. Two pop outs, a ground out, and a line out. Second and third, two away. Laura dances off third. Now the pitch. This is inside for ball one. If you had to guess who would be the guy who would be likely to steal home this year on the Shuckers, it's the guy standing at third right now in Luis Lara. He's got a ton of speed. A lot of bravery over there at third. The 1-0. Adams ropes it out to left center. Burke back on it. Reaches up, makes the catch. And that ends the inning. In the frame, the Shuckers score two runs on one hit, one error, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Shuckers 4, Barons nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCM.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today. With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the King of Carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Bottom nine, and in comes Shuckers closer, Justin Yeager. It's a Pafferty MS save opportunity. Visit them today. Learn more at Pafford, P-A-F-F-O-R-D-E-M-S.com. It's Jaeger who enters as a righty against the righty Adam Hackenberg to begin the bottom of the ninth. The pitch from Jaeger is a called strike in the outer half, and it's 0-1. Hackenberg's 0-3 tonight. Ground out, grounded into a double play. He struck out back in the second. Jaeger makes his fifth appearance of the year. The 0-1 misses low, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Jaeger's allowed 4 runs, 3 of them earned on 6 hits in 5 innings, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. He's looking to translate the Winter League success to Double A. The pitch, swing and a miss on a slider. And the count goes to 1-2. Jaeger pitched for Indios de Mayagüez during the 2024-25 Winter League season in Puerto Rico. The 1-2 misses up, and the count evens 2-2. And it was a terrific winter for Jaeger. He led the league in saves, helped the team reach the Caribbean Series, and represented Puerto Rico in Mexico. The 1-2, check swing, got him. A called strike 3, fastball at the letters at 93. And now one away for the righty, Nick Podkol. One out, nobody on. 4-0 Shuckers in the ninth. Righty Jaeger sets. Now delivers. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Podkol's 1-for-2 tonight. Was hit by a pitch back in the fourth inning. The pitch. Slider misses up, and it's 2-0. The 2-0. Slider called the strike right at the top of the zone, and the count goes to 2-1. Jaeger, 6'4", 215-pound righty. The pitch roped off the back of the infield. Adams under it, and he's called off by the second baseman Brown, who makes a running catch. And the Shuckers are one out away from 3 in a row. 2 outs, nobody on, and the final hope for the Barons is the righty Sean Gusenberg. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a single in the second. Jaeger sets the belt. Now delivers. Jess misses low and away at 94. Counts at 1-0. 2 outs, nobody on. 4-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the ninth. Jaeger delivers. Check swing. First base umpire says it goes, and the count evens 1-1. He handcuffs him on the inside corner. Fastball at 92. The 1-1 misses out, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers back at it tomorrow, 7 p.m. start. One of the best pitching matchups of the week, Casey Hunt against Hagen Smith. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch. The 2-1 misses away, and it's 3-1. Casey Hunt makes his third start of the season, while Hagen Smith makes his third as well. Smith, the first-round pick out of Arkansas last year. Hunt, Brewers minor league co-pitcher of the year. The pitch, called strike in the inner half, and it's a full count with 2 away, and the Shuckers are 1 strike away. The 3-2. Foul. Check that. Rolled up the middle behind second. Pratt snags it on the back of the infield. Fires to first in time, and that ends it. Jaeger retires the side in order. And in the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Shuckers win it by a 4-0 final. And it's their first shutout win of the season. 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. For the Barons, no runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors. We'll wrap everything up next. Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show comes your way next. Final score, Shuckers 4, Barons nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans! Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Welcome back to Regent Field in Birmingham. David Blake alongside you as the Shuckers pick up their first shutout win of the season, 4-0 over the Barons, as the pitching staff continues to dominate. After the first inning yesterday, they have gone 17 consecutive innings without allowing a run, and they get a 4-0 shutout win today over the Barons. The Shuckers have won 3 in a row. That's the first winning streak of the season, and they improved to 4-7 on the slate. They win each of the first two games in this 6-game set. For the Barons, they fall to 5-5, 1-3 at home, and they've dropped 2 in a row. For the Shuckers, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors. For the Barons, no runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors. The 2 errors responsible for 3 different runs coming home, and that's pretty much the difference in this one. Tate Keener gets the win. It's his first of the year. After 5 shutout innings, he gives up 3 hits, 4 walks, and strikes out 4. Grant Taylor, the loss, he gives up 2 runs, one of them earned, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts in 2 1/3 innings. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of 2,401 on a Wednesday night in Birmingham. Time to take a look at today's scoring summary. It's quick and easy. The Shuckers got a run home in the first on an RBI double from Darian Miller down the left field line. A run would later come home in the second off an error on a bunt from Vladimir Restituyo. The pitcher, Taylor, went third and airmailed it in the left. That brought home the second run of the day for the Shuckers. And then in the ninth inning, Cooper Pratt, a grounder to third. Mario Camilleri looked like he had it for a moment. It flubbed off his mitt towards the third base dugout. Garrett Spain and Vladimir Restituyo both scored, and that made it 4-0 Shuckers. Pitching staff, real good for the Shuckers. Again, a shutout. The bullpen goes 5 shutout innings. Check that, 4 shutout innings in relief. They do not allow a hit. They work around 2 walks as the Shuckers on offense draw 9 walks, but they go 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position and strand 11. Meanwhile, the Barons 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position, and they strand 8. They've stranded 20 in the first two games of this 6-game set. Again, Tate Keener, the winner. He improves to 1-2. Grant Taylor, the loss. He falls to 0-1. Your final score, Shuckers 4, Barons nothing. We come your way next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show with a look at the Ewha Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern Link and the Brewers organization. Comes your way next. The Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, Shuckers Radio Network, and the Cruisin' Double GCM.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. Looking
for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house,
mortgage. Kids.
But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
Welcome back to the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. David Blake alongside you. The final score, Shuckers 4, Barons nothing. The Shuckers, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors. The Barons, no runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors. The Shuckers, 1 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the ninth. Tate Keener, the win, improves to 1-2. Grant Taylor, the loss, goes to 0-1. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. We start around the Brewers organization. Final earlier today, the Lansing Lugnuts defeat the Wisconsin Timberrattlers in Hyge 3-1 as the Timberrattlers fall to 4-7 on the season. In single A, the Delmarva Shorebirds defeat the Carolina Mudcats 6-3. The Mudcats now at 9-2 to begin the season. And a final in 10 innings, the Nashville Sounds 4 runs in the 10th. They defeat the Charlotte Knights by an 11-7 final at the Big Loop level. In a series finale, the Brewers win 2 of 3 against the Tigers. And the Brewers at 10-9 on the season with a 5-1 win in this series finale. Time to take a look around the Southern League. Nobody scored runs except the Chattanooga Lookouts. They win 12-1 over the Knoxville Smokies. 12 runs on 16 hits. The Lookouts at 4-6. The Smokies at 6-4. Montgomery at 6-4 on the season defeats Rocket City 2-1. The Trash Pandas at 3-7. Elsewhere, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos win at 4-1 over the Columbus Clingstones. The Blue Wahoos at 4-1. We'll check that at 8-3 to begin the season, while the Clingstones at 5-5. Here the final score, Shuckers 4, Barons nothing. Tate Keener the winner. Grant Taylor picks up the loss. Shuckers back at it tomorrow. The righty Casey Hunt gets the start for the Shuckers, 0-1 with a 7.94 ERA. He's coming off a start where he'll have 2 runs on 3 hits and 5 innings. With 5 strikeouts, he goes up against last year's top-round pick of the White Sox, Hagen Smith, a left-handed arm. He's 0-0 with a 5.79 ERA. Again, first pitch tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Pregame begins at 6:40. The Shuckers win it tonight by a 4-0 final. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Jay McBlake saying so long. Your final score, Shuckers 4, Barons nothing. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch on the Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at Biloxi.